No Russian vodka.
Yeah. If I didn't bring any samples for the Food Fight in the Bays Den series, so I won't bring those for this. I have to drive home. Although I heard some rumors that Mr. Caroli is a very big expert in drinks. That's what I heard this past Shabbos. So I heard that they have I heard some rumors, but okay. So good evening, everybody. We're going to speak about the mitzvah of drinking on Purim, whether it is a mitzvah, whether it's not a mitzvah. I don't know how it goes in Canada, but in Yerushalayim, I don't know. It's a big disgrace. I mean, you see really, really big, I don't say gdolim, but those people that are usually respectful, usually very, very serious people, and then on Purim, they just lose it entirely, and it's a bizoyon, mamash bizoyon. Last year, I was in the Meir of Minyan, that was... One big bizarre. No relatives, Baruch Hashem, but people that usually are very, very respectful. So, aren't anymore. Yeah. So, but it was lovely. So I really want to explore whether is there a mitzvah? Is it kedai to do that? Even if there is a mitzvah, until which level there is a mitzvah? And also want to discuss children, because as we know, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. For every child, so he has to do the mitzvah not only for the age of 13, but also before, and he has the mitzvah chinuch. Is there chinuch for drinking? I mean, that's terrible. That's I assume it's illegal as well. But is there a mitzvah chinuch? Are women chayav? And what happens when you are a teenager child? He becomes a great tzaddik, like when we were teenagers. So all the kids who weren't the most frumous kids, but if they saw me not drunk and frum, hey, yada. These guys weren't very, very serious throughout the year, but this mitzvah, they did it through mehadrin, mina mehadrin. So, whether there is a mitzvah, is not a mitzvah, can teenagers do it if the parents don't allow them? You have to listen to the parents, because as we all know, the children have to listen to the father, but he doesn't have to listen to his father when his father's asking him not to do a mitzvah. Right? So, does he have to listen to him in this case or not? Let's see. So you have your very interesting sources. Another interesting thing, what about davening when you're intoxicated? People end up being intoxicated and end up for him. They have to bench. Can they bench? They daven Ma'ariv. I don't know why every single year the chazan of Ma'ariv, of Mutzei Purim, is this drunk guy. He wants to be the chazan. He's doing chazanos of Hashem and Yom Kippur. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Can he be a chazan? Can he even count as a minion or not? So let's see. You have a lot of things to see. You have a very ambitious story sheet. Let's see how it goes. Bezrat Hashem. So, obviously, we have to start with the famous Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Bet. Amar Rava, Michayev Inish Levesume Bepuraya Ad Deloyada Ben Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. Person has to be intoxicated and drink on Purim until he doesn't distinguish between Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. And then the Gemara brings us a story, a very famous story. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, Avdu Suat Purim Hadadadei, they had together this Purim meal, this Purim celebration, and they were partying together, and they got drunk. Out of their drunkenness, Kam Rabba Shachtei L'Rab Zera. Rabba stood up, and he Shachtei L'Rab Zera. Shachtei, according to the majority of Rishonim, is Mamish, he slaughtered him. He killed Rabbi Zera out of his drunkenness. Some Rishonim say that he was ill, he just gave him more and more shots until he became sick, but shot is, he killed him. Lemachar, in the morning he woke up after his hangover, he noticed, whoa, this guy is dead. Bai rachamei ve'achi. He prayed, he davened, and Rav Zera resurrected. Leshana amarle, so next year, the following year, it says, Neiti marve navid zal puri ba'adadadei. Let's come again. It was so much fun last year. It was a miraculous Purim. Let's have another Purim together as well. Marle lo b'chol shata v'shata v'etrach eshnisa. Not every single year we'll have these miracles. There's a saying in Hebrew, lo kol yom Purim. Not every day is Purim. Not every day they could have these things. Not every day is a day of simcha. You can't rely on it. So, reading this Gemara, what do you say? Is there a mitzvah to be intoxicated? Is the mitzvah of Adol Yoda, or isn't there a mitzvah? Just reading this Gemara. Yes or no?
Yes.
Sounds yes. Very good. Says Beis Yosef, he brings the Ran, who brings the Ben Ephraim in source number 2, the Me'ahu Uvda Dekam Rabbe Zot Purim V'Shachti L'Rab Zera, כדי לגמרי שם, איתכי לימי מרדה רבה, ולא שפירדה מילה מעבד אחי, from the story of Rabba that killed Rav Zeira, we see that halacha is not like Rava. Rava said, there's a mitzvah to be intoxicated and purim, to drink until you become crazy, at the Lyoda. And then the Gemara brings what we call ma'aseh listor, a story that contradicts the halacha. You said the person should be intoxicated, you see the exact opposite. See what happens if indeed you go according to the plek of Rava, what will happen? Even great rabbis like Rabba might kill Rav Zeira. So you see from here, says the name of Rabbi Ephraim, the halacha is not like Rava. Person should not get intoxicated on Purim. That's his explanation from the story of the Gemara. Is that convincing? Is that compelling? Not entirely. Why not? Very good. Okay. That's because you are Talmid Chacham. You know the Shulchan Aruch. What? But studying the Gemara, what do you think? Do you think it's still compelling? Okay.
So idealistically, not to go.
Let's see. Adliyoda is kind of Adliyoda. In person, the mamish doesn't know who the characters are. Who's Haman? Who's Mordechai? What? The Prichada says the exact opposite. This story is the biggest raya, the biggest piece of evidence that Rava is right. This story just proves he's 100% right that a person should be intoxicated until he becomes absolutely crazy. Why? So he brings Ketav Aram, Shem Ephraim, for that story, Idchiat Mimarava, Ve'ein Zenachon, and in the second line of source number 3, Ve'ein Zenachon, Dimkein, Amai Yishtamit Rabbi Zeira, Melemevat Seuda, Adadei. So in that case, if indeed, that from this story you learn that Halacha is not like Rava, and in that case, from that year onwards, after Rava killed Rabbi Zeira, that there's no longer the halacha to be intoxicated to that level. In that case, why did Rav Zeira avoid having the meal the following year with Rava? Great. I mean, after that story happened, he killed Rav Zeira. So in that case, the halacha is canceled, says Rabbi Ephraim. So great. Next year, party together. Because you can't drink. You should not drink. So from this Gemara, you see the exact opposite. You see that not the opposite. This story shows you that indeed, that indeed, a person should get intoxicated because he was worried next because he knew that this is going to carry on. After seeing this case that he killed Rav Zeira out of his drunkenness, they should have stopped having the meal together. Even though Rabba killed Zera out of his drunkenness, still, now Lacha stays in place, and next year they're going to do the same thing once again. And then because of that, Rabbi has to back off, he has to stay away. Because of that very reason, the Gemara gave us this story. Yes, the words of Rava, a person should be intoxicated so much that he can't differentiate, right? It's the word, differentiate between Baruch Mordechai and Baruch Haman. That's the pshat. That is the level of drunkenness a person should reach on Purim. That's according to Pir Chadash. So again, so we have the story that the Rabbi says the person should be intoxicated, and then we have the story of the person killing Rav Zeira out of his drunkenness. So maybe that is a ma'aseh listor to show that the halacha is not like Rava. Says Pirchash, the exact opposite. It is the halacha that shows that person indeed has to be intoxicated to that very level because of that they were concerned to be together the following year. However, Pichol says very, very importantly in the last three lines in source number 3, Miu'ata, Shadorot Mekulkalim, nowadays, that our generations are not like previous generations that were great tzaddikim, Ra'ui Litfos Varat Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal. We should hold halacha like Rabbeinu Ephraim. A person should not be intoxicated on Purim. V'shelo lishtot ela me'at kat yoter mashu mogal b'yom. The person should drink a tiny bit more than he drinks on Yom Tov. Not a regular day, because on a regular day, hopefully you don't drink too much. So Yom Tov, you probably drink because you have a mitzvah of simcha, wine, and meat. So drink a bit more than Yom Tov. וזה הצדך ובתור, כיוון שכוונתו לשמיים, כדי שלא להיקשר לחס וחילה בשום מקרה רע. ויסה ברכה מאת השם, אחרי חדש, is very warm guy, so he finishes with a bracha. So again, according to חדש, the halacha stays in place, a person should indeed drink on purim. Okay? Everything's clear? Very good. I'll leave the bachli maybe for later. So now, let's... So we see that according to the Pirkei Chodesh and assuming also Shulchan Aruch, halach is, yes, there still is the mitzvah of Ad Lo Yada. Just the general question, is the chiyuv to drink on Purim or the chiyuv is to be intoxicated? What could be an easy enough kamina? To drink wine or to be intoxicated?
Other ways of becoming intoxicated.
And yeah, and also you could drink not only wine, but maybe you could drink scotch, beer, bourbon, I don't know what else happens. I was introduced to drinking a lot this past 7 months since I came in. Before I barely drank, now every Shabbos, every Kiddush in London Park, Baruch Hashem, you do a bit of L'chaim. So according to Rashi, Rashi says, L'ifasumi l'ishtaker v'yayin. So he says two things. He says both be intoxicated, but also he emphasizes the wine. The Beis Yosef says, according to Orchos Chaim, source 6, Chavishim v'suba b'puraya, lo she'ishtaker, that's not a requirement to become drunk. She'ashichut yisur gamur, en lecha avirat gdola mizo. Being drunk is an iser. You're preventing yourself from doing mitzvahs. You might bring yourself to do terrible avirot. She'hu gorem legilu arayot o'shvachu damim, v'kama avirot zulatan, av she'ishter yotom milido, and includes so many potential averos. So he concludes, so the mitzvah is, livasume, is not to be intoxicated, to be drunk, it is to drink. How does the Or Chaim explain Adel Yoda? That I'm not sure. Because it doesn't make a lot of sense, because Adel Yoda has to be some kind of level. So how could that be? So Sfas Emes and Emek Bracha, maybe according to them, it will be understood. The Sfas Emes and Emek Bracha say basically the same thing. So I'll just read out the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha is Rabbi Arya Pomeranchik. He was a Rav in Petach Tikva, and he explains that Ad Lo Yoda means that you should drink until you reach that certain level. Meaning that the mitzvah is to drink, but once you become Ad Lo Yoda, hey, stop. That's it. There's no more mitzvah. Meaning that yeah, it's to drink. Once you are drunk, there is no mitzvah whatsoever. Don't carry on. Stop it. Because you're already losing yourself. Meaning, it's ad velo ad bichlal. Reach the level. If you reach this level, you have to stop drinking. So the mitzvah is again to drink. Not necessarily to be drunk. But once you become this level of drunkenness, oh, hey, there's no longer a kind of a mitzvah. Let's see the Emek Bracha inside in source 8. Shemati v'shem agon maran v'yisur mesilanter. שאמר, עד בכלל לבסום יד לא ידע, אין פירושו שחייב להשתכר, ואינו יוצא את המצווה אם לא נעשה שיקור מהיין. אלא עיקר המצווה היא רק לשתות יין, ולהתבשם, drink wine, to be happy. אבל אינו נפטר אם כבר שתה ונתבשם. אלא מוכרח ועוד אחזור ולשתות, וכך נמשך את החיוב המצווה הזו, של משתה ושמחה, כל יום פורים, ולא נפטר עד שישתכר, ולא ידע ונעור רמה. So he says again, you have a mitzvah, this day is a day of ימי משתה ושמחה, a day of drinking, a day of happiness, a day of celebration. When is the mitzvah stopping? Oops, you become drunk, stop it, that's it. For that very moment, you should stop drinking. שאז נפטר מצווה זו, כדין שיקור ושוטה שבתור מצווה, because once a person is drunk, he's like a shoyte, and a shoyte is potter for the mitzvahs. ונמצא שהשיעור הזה לא עדיין, לא שוב בקיום המצווה. It's not the sheer of the mitzvah. It's not like you have to eat a kizais of matzah, you have to drink until you become intoxicated. No, you have to drink. When are you potter from the mitzvah? Once you became drunk. So again, so we saw here, in the meantime, two machlokas, two major machlokot. One is whether is there a mitzvah at all to be drunk, to drink? Machlokes of Ben Ephraim Pri Chadash, and you also see the machlokes. Even if we said there is a mitzvah to drink, is the mitzvah to drink or to get drunk? Rashi said clearly lishtaker, but according to Beis Yosef and Emek Bracha, no, drink, don't get drunk. Okay. I'm bringing all of these machlokot just to emphasize that the mitzvah is not as a mitzvah as we think, as we tend to think. This is such so much of a chiyuv mitzvah. Another important machlokot that we have to see is whether it's a mitzvah chiyuvis or kiyumis. Shulchan Aruch says in source number 10, Chayav inish levasume bepuraya ad lo yada v'naru raman baruch Mordechai. He says clearly, chayav. A person has to do this thing, he has to drink, he has to get drunk, he has to do these things on Purim. He has to do it, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvit, it's a mitzvah chiyuvit. Like, the same reason you have to wake up in the morning, put on tefillin, you have to on Purim, give mishlach not, give it on tefillin, and also be drunk. That's according to Shulchan Aruch. Bir Halacha says something extremely important as well. He asks the obvious question, v'im tomar, ha'ech yechayvu chazal, I'm in source 11, ha'ech yechayvu chazal, ma she'izgev ha'torah v'nivim, v'kam mekomo she'ashichut mikshol gadol. How is it that our sages told us that there's a mitzvah to drink, while we know that drinking is a terrible, terrible thing? We know all the great miksholim, which the terrible things that happened because people were drunk, such as Noach, such as Lot. No, so many terrible cases because people were drunk. We saw in Megillas Esther, Achashverosh is killing his wife because he was drunk. So how is it that there's a mitzvah to be drunk? V'yesh lomar, v'pnei shekol hanisim shenasu l'Yisrael v'nei Achashverosh hayu al yedei mishte, ki b'tchila nitrada Vashti yedei mishte, uva Esther, v'chein yad aman v'mpalato al yedei mishte. V'lachen chivu achavim shtaker ad kdi sheyeh nizkar hanasir lo b'shtiyat hayayin. So he says, I'll tell you why. You know what? It's not really a valuable thing to be drunk. So it happens to be that all the miracles of Purim happened to take place because of the Mishteh Hayayin. But then he says very, very five important words. Five? No. Five. Yeah. Berech. Umekogon kol zeh lemitzvah velo le'akev. You have to know. There's no obligation, says Biur Halacha. Biur Halacha is the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim. He says that you have to know. There's no obligation, no chiyuv, to be drunk on Purim. So even if we're saying that the mitzvah is to be drunk, and there is a mitzvah, nevertheless, there's no chiyuv. If you do the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiyumit. Yeah, like you have another check in the Shemaim saying, very nice, you did another mitzvah. Do you have to do it? You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. It's a mitzvah, velo leakev.
So chayev doesn't mean chayev.
So chayev doesn't mean chayev. Yeah, chayev doesn't mean chayev. It's very surprising because chayev is chayev. But you're right. Yeah, he says, and it's according to Elie Rabba, there's no chovah. So again, as I emphasized beforehand, I'm bringing a bunch of machlokot, just trying to convey the message. It's not so clear whether there's a chiyuv at all. You saw the Ran. And the Rebbe finally says that there's no mitzvah at all. That the saying of Rava was rejected in the Gemara. And then there's a machlokas whether the mitzvah is to drink or to get drunk. And even if we say that there is a mitzvah to get drunk, says Biur Halacha, it's a mitzvah v'lo le'akev. You don't have to do it. If you want to just stay quiet in the meal, don't you think? Very good. Don't surrender to the peer pressure. No problem.
But if a teenager wants to do a mitzvah, he has all the ambition he needs.
What? If he wants to do the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Why?
He could do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
Okay, so we'll see soon. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. Okay. Now, in Tim Tzeleimah, if you say that there is a mitzvah to get drunk, what does it mean, Adil Yoda? What does it mean, Adil Yoda Ben Boch Mordechai Le'or Chavan? What is this level of drunkenness that the Gemara is talking about? So, if we go back to the Bach that I skipped before in source number 4, so he says, "Lefi aniyu dati nireh ki pshuto, v'tzarich sheishtaker harbe, ad lo yada klal, ma chiluk yesh ben arur aman lebor Mordechai, sheze igya karu b'shichuto shot." You want to know until which level of drunkenness you should get to? Ki pshuto, manish. Drink? Can you say Mordechai? Can you say Raman? Do you know who Mordechai is? Who Haman is? You still know? Carry on drinking. Manish, he says, "Karov l'shichutot shelot." You have to get close to the level of drunkenness, says the Bach, of Lot. That Lot is so drunk that he didn't even recognize his daughters. Terrible, terrible, terrible things. That is the level of drunkenness that is required to the Bach. And then he brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, the entire story of Rabba that killed Reb Zeira. So he says, you know what? So maybe not ad kedei kach, maybe not so drunk. So maybe not that crazy. Not like the pre-chadosh who says, cut to tell me Yom Tov, a bit more than usual drink on Yom Tov. He says, you drink one glass a day, you have to drink a lot more than your regular drink. Yes, you should be drunk, intoxicated. You have to be so drunk that they're not even capable of speaking before an important person. Still, have a bit of das left in you. Then in that case, you won't kill me. That's according to the Bach. What is your medical opinion?
He's still not going with the Shulchan Aruch is still copying the wording.
The words.
He's still taking Rama's words.
So he said beforehand that ad lo yoda is ad v'lo bichlal, meaning that until that level, you should drink. Once you reach that level, stop drinking. I mean, you don't have to reach that level, but if you reach that level, stop it. That was according to Emek Brocha. Emek Brocha said, drink. If you reach this level, then stop. They don't have to reach that level. That is according to the Bach. Also, Shari Tshuva in source 12, he brings that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, his father, the Chacham Tzvi, he used to drink, as the Gemara is describing, Adu Yoda becoming entirely crazy. Umishu chalash b'tivo, and Hashem Tamidai, he says that if a person is weak, he has a weak nature, or he might do terrible things, he should not drink too much. Okay, that is what the Shai Tshuva brings. Now we have the Shita of the Rambam, which is a very famous Shita, because the Ramah follows it, and many people try to hold like the Ramah, but we'll see that the Ramah and the Rambam aren't necessarily saying the same thing. The Rambam says, Ketzad chovat seuda zo. Rambam, source 13, Hilchos Megillah, Perek Bet, Halachot Tzvav. Ketzad chovat seuda zo. שיוכל בשר, יתקן סודנה כפי השוט עם הצעדו, ושוטה יין עד שישתקר וירדם בשחרותו. So first of all, there's a very important diuk that should be mentioned here, that the mitzvah of drinking on Purim is כיצד חובת סעודה זו. That it's a way of performing the mitzvah of the סעודה. If you're now drunk on Leil Purim, as happens a lot in the yeshiva welt, then you're in a hangover eating pickles the following day, so no good. You have to, the mitzvah of drinking, if it's sometime during Purim, it's only during the Seuda, not before, and not the night before. That's the time to drink, during the Seuda. Some say that they also have some kind of logical aspect around it, that when you're in the Seuda, you're not walking around, you're not moving from house to house, you're not driving, you're sitting down, your family and friends are with you, making sure that they're not being crazy. Okay, maybe. But again, this is mitzvah seuda. Ram says something very important. He says, "Shote yain ad shiyishtaker v'yiradem v'shichuto." So Ram doesn't mention levisumi pura ad lo yoda. He says, "Fall asleep, fall asleep." The Ramah sounds very similar. V'yesh amurim ve'ein seich yishtaker kol kach ela sheyishte yoter milimudo v'yishan. The Rama says that you don't have to drink so much, drink more than the usual, and then go to sleep. And then when you're sleeping, so you're no longer conscious, and now when you're no longer conscious, when you're sleeping, you cannot distinguish between Rama and Baruch Mordechai. So how are you fulfilling this level of Adol Yoda when you're sleeping? Is the Rama saying the same thing like the Rambam?
Well, the Maharil.
So the Rama is bringing that he's quoting the Maharil. Very good.
So I'm saying he's going one step further because the Rama said never said he's mechayim adelayada, but they're both saying to go to sleep.
Wait, so what is the difference between them?
The Rama's not saying that you have to do it during the Sunnah.
Okay, that's right. But what more? I mean, other than that, they're the exact same thing.
It also says that he has to get to the point.
No, not necessarily.
So
he says, Mitoch Shi Hashem. Because since you're sleeping, that way you're fulfilling it. So he says wine?
And then he says Yishtaker, and then he says Lo Yishtaker.
So you're reading Hara number one. It's a major difference. Says Miklei Kodesh. Miklei Kodesh is Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. He was a chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. And he passed away 60 years ago, something like that. 60. I think he died in the 60s, if I'm mistaken. Yeah, and then there was Rav Zolti. V'yesh omrim, de'ein zech ishtaker kol kach. Sorry. V'yesh etoim. I'm drunk. Source 14. V'yesh etoim v'roshim divrei harama. Some people are mistakenly thinking, what is the Rama saying? He's saying two things. First of all, drink a bit. Have a sip. I never drink. I'll drink on Purim, one glass of wine, and that's it. That's the drinking for today. And then, separately, go to sleep. שהפירוש בדברי הרמה הוא שירדם מתוך השתייה, חן ולשון הזהב של הרמב״ם. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, if you notice, there's a very big, big difference between the Rambam and the Rama. What does the Rambam say? Drink, drink, drink until you fall asleep. Until you fall asleep. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rama sounds to be saying, drink a bit and go to sleep. Don't fall asleep out of drinking, lichora, allegedly. You could drink more than usual, and then go to sleep. That's what many Tamid Chachamim that I know do, Yir Shemayim do. They drink a bit, have an afternoon nap. That's it. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, that is a mistake. Those Tamid Chachamim, the Yehuda man is mentioning, they're saying that's what they do, drink a bit and go to sleep. They're wrong. The true pshat in the Ramah is like the Rambam. Drink, and then out of your drunkenness, fall asleep, which is not very respectful as well. It's also not to be covered to fall asleep out of drinking. Usually there's a pile of disgusting things around you as well. So, says Mikrei Kodesh, that's the Ramah and Rambam are saying the same thing. If you read the Ramah, you might think it's enough only to drink, and then separately go to sleep. No. You drink until you fall asleep. That's what... What? At the table, in the living room, I don't know what happens to you in the backyard, in the back, Shemirachim. In front of the Suda. The son-in-law of his son, the person who composed Mikrei Kodesh, was the son-in-law of his son.
Cohen.
Rabbi Yosef Cohen. He's the father of the current Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Reb David Cohen. Reb David Cohen was a dying in Yerushalayim. I think he also made it to the Beis Hanagadol.
He did die in 1965.
Sorry?
Reb Tzvi Pesach passed away in 1960.
Baruch Hashem. I'm happy.
1973 to 1960.
Okay. And Reb Yosef Cohen, if I'm mistaken, 2001. But not 2001? I don't know. He was the Rosh Kol of my Kol way before I came to my Kol. I think 2001. So he wrote also the footnotes. So he says, he asks, opposed to the grandfather of his wife, so if the Rama is exactly like the Rambam, like he has to drink until he falls asleep, so why is the Rama quoting the Maharil, the Kolbo?
Because the Rambam never said, that's how you yotze the Adeloyada. Rambam didn't say that. That's what exactly.
That's the addition of the Adeloyada? Uh-huh. So he says that there is a difference. He says... And the Rambam says, "Shotei yain ad sheyishtaker v'yiradem." There are two phases. You drink, you're drunk, and then you fall asleep. But according to the Rambam, he doesn't mention anything about getting drunk. He says, drink and sleep. So he says that maybe the Rambam means they have to drink and then fall asleep, but not necessarily be drunk. If you're not drinking, you're not drunk, but you fall asleep because of your drinking. That is good according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, drink, be drunk, and then go to sleep. If you fell asleep without being drunk, wake up, be drunk, and then go and then fall asleep. That's how he tries to explain pshat in the Rama. But again, I want to emphasize, according to, I think, the majority of poskim, say that the pshat of the Ramah is a simple pshat: drink a bit, go to sleep, I mean, with your own initiative, and that's it. You don't have to drink it until you fall asleep, just drink and then fall asleep. Mikoy Kodesh says pshat is differently. Okay? Okay. A few more ideas. In source 15, the Darkei Moshe brings what is the Oham on Baruch Mordechai. So he says very, very interestingly that the gematria cheshbon arur aman Baruch Mordechai shave v'tzir ishtaker ad de lo yada hacheshbon, that the gematria of Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai are the same gematria. If I'm mistaken, I think it's 502, but not, I hope I'm not mistaken. I think it's 502. Taf kuf bet, I think. So. If a person is not able to calculate this cheshbon, that is the level of drunkenness that he should reach. Another explanation brings according to the Minhagim that there was a piyut, there was some kind of poem that they used to read and say and sing on Purim, and every single stanza ended either with Or Haman or Baruch Mordechai, and you had to test yourself whether were you able to finish the stanza properly. So that's another few levels. But again, so even if, so after all the chokas we said, whether there's a mitzvah, whether there's a mitzvah, even if there's a mitzvah, it's only mitzvah kiyumis. But even if there is a mitzvah, what is this level of adal l'yoda? So according to the Bach and others, pshutoy, yes, get entirely wasted. But according to the Ramah, pshat Ramah, drink more than your regular drink and go to sleep. And by going to sleep, that is enough. By the way, in Aramaic, puraya is bed. Bed. In Aramaic, puraya is bed. So it's very, very interesting. It means that the person has to drink until he goes to sleep, until he falls asleep, until he... Sorry? I think you have to lose. You have to lose a certain level of consciousness. So. Yeah, it could be. My father-in-law usually Purim is a very intense day. People are coming in, people are out. It's very exhausting. So you drink a bit. Then after everyone leaves, he goes to sleep for half an hour. Then wakes up and now says, "It's Purim, so we're done." And we'll see that also many Gedolim do the same thing. Stipler, Rosh Zalman, and many more. So again, after seeing all these sources, I just want again to emphasize, it's not 100% sure whether there's a mitzvah at all. Even if there's a mitzvah, the question whether the mitzvah is to drink or to get drunk. And if there is a mitzvah to get drunk, whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah or the akev, and it's not the akev according to Bir Halacha, and even if there is a mitzvah, so until which level, just drink more than your usual drink. So it's not so clear that people have to get drunk on Purim, and I think this will be the right thing for our generation. If Prichos is saying this, the other kulkalim, think of a chomer in our generations that we have so much challenges, that I think this could be a good etzah to how to celebrate Purim. Okay. Sorry?
Is it tied to the
Seudah? I think so. Taf Reish Tzedek Hei is the simon of the Seudah of Purim, if I'm not mistaken. Taf Reish Tzedek Hei, so that I think it's mamish after the Seif Shulchan Aruch of Seudah Purim. There's a Mishnah Berurah, but if I'm mistaken, and the Rambam clearly connects it. Clearly connects it. They said, Keitzad Choyva Seudah Zu. So, absolutely. Now, let's see all kind of special people. Do they have the mitzvah of drinking on Purim? Yes or no? So, let's start with women. Does my wife drink on Purim? No, she doesn't. What? Yeah. Okay. It's mamish in the end.
Wow.
The last one is Tafresh Reish Tzedek Zayin. So, two more. Yeah, Tafresh Tzedek Hei is Dinei Sildat Purim.
That's where it is.
He says, "Mitzvah na'avon v'sila purim, v'purim shos v'alei v'latza, kashim v'sila v'yada." Shkoyev. Thank you. Okay, women, are the chayav or not chayav? So, in Surah 17, we have Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner says, "Asher sha'alim nashim chayavot b'chayav mitzvot hayom." So, since women are chayav in the midst of the day, they are chayav to hear Megillah. They are chayav to give mishloach manot, as we all know. they just the mitzvah. The Rambam says that man should not send to a woman, but it's not 100% clear whether a woman should not send to a man, because the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because of kiddushin. The man will send a woman, so there's a chashash kiddushin. For a woman who sends a man, there doesn't seem to be a chashash kiddushin. That's a separate sigil that should be explored. So are they also chayav in the midst of drinking? So says Rav Osner, there's no question whatsoever. וחזל הקפידו בכתובות סמכי עמוד א', מליתן ריבו יין לאישה מטעמי התגברות היצר. וגם אם בעלה אימה, אין דרך עד לא תדע כמובן. אין, יש מאיר שם מאיר יין יפה לנשים, לאישה, הדברים פשוטים. So he doesn't bring the Gemara in כתובות סמכי עמוד א', I won't mention it, because since he didn't mention it, I won't mention it, but if you'll see that Gemara in כתובות סמכי עמוד א', so the Gemara tells us what happens to women in particular, according to the Gemara, if they drink after one cup, after two cups, after three cups, after four cups, Samichei Amud Aleph. So I won't read it. If you want to go home and read it, be my guest. It's not a pretty picture, what the Gemara is describing there. So it says that in that case, of course, he should not drink wine on Purim. So I thought to myself, so what did he do on Lila Seder, on Pesach? So I assume that they have to drink the avokasot, they have to drink it only grape juice, and that's something which is intoxicating. It has to be, because otherwise the Gemara says the top is after four cups they are mamish terrible. That's according to Rav Osner, and didn't see any pusik say differently. So women are absolutely not obligated in the mitzvah of drinking on Purim, and it's a very very bad idea if they drink on Purim. That is Rav Osner. What about children? Is there the mitzvah of chinuch of adal yada? So in Ma'adim Bizmanin, that's Moshe Sternbach, in source 18. So he says that he found a Biur Agra, a very interesting pshat of the Vilna Goen for the Megillah. Dichtiv Megillah, v'imei ha-purim ha'ele, lo yavru mitoch ha-yehudim, v'zichram lo yasuf mezar'am. And the days of Purim won't be away from the Jews, and the remembrance won't be away from Zaram, from the children. So the Gra asks, why is it here written mitocha Yehudim, and here it is written mizaram? Once the Megillah is calling us Yehudim, once the Megillah is calling us Zaram, the descendants, the children. Upireisham shimei apurim ha'ina mishteva simcha lo yavu mitocha Yehudim shem hagdolim vezichram ha'ina kiryat Megillah lo yasuf mizaram ve'pilu haktanim chayavim mikiryat Megillah. He says something very interesting, that the Pasuk intentionally divided between two things. You have the Yemei HaPurim, and Yemei HaPurim are the mitzvot of Purim, which are Mishloach Manot, Tot Evonim, and also drinking. That is only among the Jews, among the older people. Zichram, the remembrance of Purim, which is laying in the Megillah, that Le'asuf Mizaram, that will always be part of the descendants, part of the Zera. So you ask, why is it? So and the Gra is medayek from here, that the children in the age of Chinuch are chayev only in the Zichram, the remembrance of Purim, which is the Megillah. Other mitzvot, they're not obligated, and of course, other than that, of course, that is including Adil Yoda. Also, the mitzvah of drinking, they're not included in it whatsoever. So as Moshe Sternbach, בדבריו צמוהים, כשהגיעו לחינוך, חייבים לקרוא מצוות, והיינו להם משתה ושמחה, וכשלא הגיעו לחינוך, אין גם חינוך לקרוא מגילה, חינוך לא צריך חינוך גדול. He asks, what is the difference? Why is it that children won't be chayav in drinking on Purim? Why are you saying only Megillah, but not in the other mitzvot of Purim, and among them, drinking? So I'll say his answer, Baal Peh. But again, he's asking a fun question, why are children not chayav in drinking? Because of the mitzvah of chinuch. So, of course, other than the obvious answer, because it's dangerous, it's not healthy, but he says that the mitzvah of drinking is to bring you to a certain level of simcha. To bring you in a certain level of simcha. In order to have a proper simcha, you have to be barhacha. You have to be in a certain level. The simcha of an adult is not like the simcha of a child. The simcha of an adult could get to certain levels that the halacha and the Torah appreciates and desires you to get to that certain level. children who will be samichim, so it will be only schok and teatua and all kind of childish things. That's not the simcha that is required on Purim. The simcha that is required, that is desired on Purim, is a simcha of a high level. And children can't reach that high level, he says, so because of that, they're not chayav in the mitzvah of chinuch. Yet, again, if we want them to get to a certain level, children just cannot get to that certain level. You can't get it. So there's no idea of bringing them to do that mitzvah. Mitzvot, that you only have to shake a lulav, only hear the Megillah, okay. So do that particular action. But if we want you to get to this result of simcha, so you have to be on a certain level to get to this result of simcha. I think this also is a very clear message that also it distinguishes not only between children and adults, but also between people and other people. You have great tzaddiki that will become inspired from the simcha Purim, and some will be just crazy people that will do terrible things. That could also be a message for them not to do so. So again, so according to Rav Ozner, women are not chayev in drinking, and according to Rav Moshe Sternbach and Vilna Goyim, apparently, children under bar mitzvah are not obligated in chinuch whatsoever. Now, let's discuss teenagers. So again, we all know that there is a mitzvah of Adal Yoda, and we all know that there is a mitzvah there's a mitzvah of kibud orim, but there is no mitzvah of kibud orim when the parent is asking the child not to do a mitzvah. Right? So the question is, what happens here? You have this 13-year-old, 14-year-old, 15, 16, 17-year-old child, teenager, and the parents tell him, listen, please don't get drunk. Should the child listen to him or not? Child, should the young adult listen to him or not? So says Moshe Sternbach in Source 19, he's not even mentioning at all the example of Purim, but he's bringing the case. What happens when the father demands his son not to do some kind of mile de chassidus? That the son wants to do some kind of additional chizuk in his life. I don't know. He wants to grow long payas, whatever, or he wants to put on tefillin b'yom tam, something which is more than the usual. The father tells him, please don't do so. Does he have to listen to him or not? Says Moshe Sternbach in Source 19. Haravam posek, she'im aviv omer lo la'avor ha-mitzat lotas, o levatel mitzat ase, afilu shel divreihem, harei ze lo yishma lo, she'ne'emar, ish maviv tera'u, v'shatad yishmoru, v'chel chavim efodi. Harei she'en lishmo lo neged yisrud ha-rabanan, aval kshitziva lo lo lekeyem, yidach hasidun, nere shetzer yishmo al aviv lo lekeyem. Says Moshe Sternbach, the Rambam says explicitly, that a child does not have to listen to his father when the father is asking him to violate either a deraisa or a derabana mitzvah. That's it. Deraisa or derabanan. Mila de chasidus? Not mentioned. So you could be medayek in the Rambam if your father is asking you not to perform a mila de chasidus, don't grow long payas, don't put on tefillin b'yom tam, don't, I don't know, observe Shabbos according to b'yom tam. Maybe you have to listen to your father because only in cases you ask you to violate the mitzvah, only then you don't have to listen. That is on the one hand. On the other hand, he says that what is kibud avim? What is actually the mitzvah of kibud avim? He says kibud avim, hainu la'achilo, la'hashkoto, u'lehanuto. And the mitzvah of kibud avim is doing something which actually benefits the father. He's asking you to give him a glass of water, give him a piece of cake, serve me this, give me that. That is kibud avim. Aval kshemitzvei laben et tzrachav, al zeh ein mitzvat kibud avim. It's a very important Tosfot, and it's also halacha lemaisa, that there's no kibud avim when it's not concerning the father. If now the father tells him, please, I'm asking you, don't wear that pink sweater. So in that case, not necessarily there's a mitzvah of kibud avim. Because kibud avim is only when it actually somehow influences the father. Bring me water, do me this, do me that. But if you're asking the child to live a certain life that he doesn't want to live, there's no kibud avim. It has to directly concern the father. The example that usually is brought, according to this Tosfot, is if the father is asking the child, I don't want you to marry this particular lady. Excuse me, is this concerning you? Concerning you would be la'achil, la'ashkot, to feed you, to drink you. But things the way I'm living my own life, I don't have to listen to you. Don't go to this yeshiva. I want to go to this yeshiva. This is the yeshiva that I like. I like the rabbeim. I like this, I like that. In that case, strictly speaking, there is no mitzvah kibud avim. That's a psak, halacha, according to the Ramah. a son does not have to listen to his parents regarding shiduchim and places of learning Torah. Rav Osner says that it still is a good idea for the child to listen to his parents, because most chances they know what's best for him. And many times, what you think is right, it's actually not 100% right. Always good to consult the parents. But strictly speaking, if it doesn't concern the father directly, so there's no mitzvah. So says Moshe Sternbach, so here in this case, me putting on tefillin and rinu tam, me growing long payas, the long beard, doesn't concern my father. This is the way I want to live my life. So there's no mitzvah kibud avayim in this case. So in that case, he says, if I want to do some kind of mitzvah, mil de chasidus, so I don't have to listen to my father. That is according to what seems to be according to the Tosfot. However, Moshe Sternbach doesn't want now to rebel all teenagers against their parents if they want to now do all these kind of new things. He says, still, if you listen to your father, it's a mitzvah kiyumit. You're actually doing something good if you listen to your father in this particular case. And take in mind, some Rishonim say that even in the case that it doesn't concern your father, there is a chiyuv to listen to your father. And he brings the chiyuv to the Shema Kadosh Arizal, shenimna litbol b'chorav k'sheimo tzivta lo kem v'kivudem. So you have a great tzaddik, Ari HaKadosh, the Ari, he was a great Kabbalist, and he wanted to go to the mikveh every single day, but when it was too cold, his mother told him, please, don't go to the mikveh. He didn't go to the mikveh. So even though he wanted to perform all kinds of mitzvah chassidut, he didn't do so because of the commandment of his mother. And it says, obviously, of course, if you're going to cause him shame and tzar, and he'll be so upset with you, so of course, this is not kedai to do any mitzvah de chassidus, any additional mitzvot, if it's going to hurt the feelings of your parents. So he concludes and says, that even though you may have certain reasons to believe that it'll be that you don't have to listen to your parents, in that case, you could do this mitzvah de chassidut, this additional mitzvah, but still, it will be well advised to still listen to your parents. That's what he concludes. He does say that it depends. If the purpose of your father is because he's a Russia and he wants you to just be to not be a serious guy, and only for no good reason he's doing this, so in that case, you don't have to listen to him. But if you're doing it, but if he's saying it because he's listening, it's kind of weird where we live, if you'll wear these things, if you'll have long payos, whatever, in that case, so you should take his opinion in consideration. So why did I bring all of this thing? Because after what we learned today regarding the mitzvah of drinking on Purim, what is it? Being totally drunk and intoxicated became already some sort of milah de chassidus. You could perform the basic mitzvah, but not drinking at all, according to Bir Halacha. And even if you do drink, you could drink like the Ramah. And indeed, Halichu Shlomo, Rosh Hashanah Rabach says,
there's a typo there, no?
Yes, there is. Please forgive me. Siva ha'av libno. Not lefno or shcheno, libno. No, maybe it's a typo and it's actually Shcheno. So he's demanding his neighbor. Tzivav libno, shelo yishikir Purim. He's asking his son not to drink on Purim. Yishmalo, he should listen to his father. And in the footnote, it's written there, v'kem tzva al yedei, shtiyat yayin yoter milimudo v'shena l'acharya. Like the Ramah, how should he perform the mitzvah? Take a glass of wine, go to sleep, go to bed, and that's the way to perform the mitzvah, according to the Ramah, and anything more than that, there is no chiyuv. So in that case, the son should definitely listen to his father. So again, you learn that it's not necessarily a mitzvah to get drunk. Even if there is a mitzvah, it's admonished a tiny bit to drink more than the regular and then go to sleep. And because of that, say the poskim, if the father asks his son not to drink on Purim, he should indeed listen to him. For the last few minutes that we have until Mariv, so I just brought it here in the page 4, the levels of drunkenness regarding minyan and davening and Birkat HaMazon. So regarding benching, Shulchan Aruch says clearly, "Afilu nishtaker kol kach ad sheino chol ledaber kera'ui, chol ledaber Birkat HaMazon." A person that is totally intoxicated, says Shulchan Aruch, you can bench. That is regarding bench. And regarding davening and joining a minyan, it's a bit more complicated. A person does a very, very nice seder, a very nice order in all this thing, is a piskei tshuvos. So in source 23, he says there are four levels of drunkenness, and the halacha changes from each level to level. So he says the lowest level is hashotef achod merivit yain, or yotem merivit, v'makir ba'atzmo she'en adavar mashpia al tzilud da'ato. A person is drinking, and you're 100% sober. It could be that according to law, you can't drive, but you know that you're 100% sober, your mind is clear, you can speak normally. Mutar lo la'amod itpalel lechatchila. You could join a minyan, drive a mincha, mire, whatever, no problem whatsoever. Again, you drink, your mind is 100% clear. The second level, so he drank a lot. Malgish ba'atzmo sh'ashtei mashpila, ma'mashpia l'tzidudato. He sees that his mind is not 100% okay. So, but he's still normal. Im ki adayin shodah l'diburo, k'hogan v'lo gimbo. You can still speak clearly, but you notice that it will be a good idea to drive now because my instincts are not good and I'm not 100% clear. What should he do? Lo yitpalel, he should not daven, lo shmona esre, lo kriyat shema, ad she'ashpa'at hayayin tafug min, until he becomes sober once again. Ve'kol yishvagi she'vachu chazar, lo tzilu kergelo, l'chatchil yitpalel. If you feel that you're sober again, you could daven. And he adds something very important. If you see that the time of mincha is going to pass, or now the last ma'ariv that you have in shul is now, so even though you're on this level, again, that you feel that your mind is not 100% clear, but you can still speak properly, daven lechatchila. So again, if you're not clear, but you still are normal and you speak in a respectful way, don't daven unless you're losing a minyan or the time is about to pass. Level 3, they drink, עד שגיע להגדרת שיקור. דהיינו שאינו יכול לדבר כהוגן בלי גמגום לפני המלך, וניכר הדבר בהילוכו שאינו כהוגן. He is stuttering, he's walking back and forth, he can't walk and speak normally. In that case, he's considered to be what's called שיקור, drunk. And in that case, אסור לו להתפלל, אף אם עובר זמן תפילה, even if you see that the minute is already passing, you're not allowed to daven. To daven, it's a toyeva. אין מצרפים אותו למניין עשרה. This person does not count for a minion. There are some בחורים who are maker. אם עבר מתפלל, הרי זה כעובד עבודה זרה, או תפילתו תיבה. A person who is drunk, is davening, so his tefillah is avodah zarah, it is a toyeva, he doesn't join a minion, and afterwards, when he becomes sober again, let's see, that in Maariv, in the beginning of the night, he should daven Maariv again.
And benching again, is benching
okay? Benching seems to be, even if he's very, very drunk. See in the Mishnah Berurah in Source 22, he says even if a person is drunk, he can bench, which is very, very surprising. And the final level is, Shikol Kalot, the person is entirely intoxicated, like Lot, that he's not aware of what's happening around him whatsoever. He's not only humiliating himself, he just lost connection to reality. So this person is considered to be a shaytef. He's potter from the mitzvahs, he's potter from everything. He should not say any bracha, of course not daven. Whatever he does is absolutely nothing. He's a shoyte and a katan pachod ben shesh. So anyway, so we see from here that those people who are drunk, they want to be chazanim, so it's not a good thing. To be chazanim, they don't count as a minion, and he should not daven. He should somehow persuade them that it won't be a good idea for them to be chazanim. Last year, so in my marriage in Yerushalayim, we had several chazanim. We had the drunk cousin that was singing, and we had also the sober cousin that was our cousin, the Meisen. Have a great... Have a share next week. Okay. Very well.
I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to Florida tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm sorry.